Welcome to episode 7 of our Easter special, The Centurion's Witness, a production of 1010 Thrive Ministries.
I had spoken the truth, and the truth had been dismissed. An inconvenience, he called it. A dead man walking out of his grave, an inconvenience. That is the problem with power. It can afford to ignore what it does not understand. I could not.
You should let this go.
Let what go?
All of it. The tomb, the stories, the priests, Pilate.
You heard the Meng.
I heard fear.
No. You've seen fear. On the battlefield, before a charge, after an ambush.
Yes.
Was it like that?
I have to admit, no.
No, it was not.
Men see what they want when grief breaks them.
These were not grieving men. And soldiers do not invent stories like that. Soldier, I just want to understand what happened. You refused the money? From the chief priests?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because I was there, and I cannot pretend I did not see what I saw, felt what I felt. Sir, I have faced Parthians, Gauls, men who scream when they fight, men who don't. I have never seen or felt anything like that. If that was not God, then I do not know what is.
No performance, no exaggeration, only memory. Rome had closed the matter. The priests had buried it. The soldiers had been paid to forget it. So I began asking questions. You were at the tomb.
Yes, Lord Centurion. I was there.
Tell me what you saw.
I saw nothing. At first. Just an empty place where he should have been. I thought they had taken him. I thought...
And then?
I thought he was gone, that I would not see him again. I was about to weep, when... He said my name. Mary. He called me. Mary. And I looked up in his face. It was him. He was there.
Alive?
Alive.
Not hysteria, not confusion, recognition. You walked with him?
Yes.
And you did not know it was him?
No.
How?
I don't know. It was as if we were kept from seeing. He spoke to us. Explained everything. Why it had to happen.
And still you did not know?
Not until we sat down. He took the bread. Blessed it. Broke it, and then we knew. Centurion, as certain as I see you here now, we saw him. Not a spirit. Not a vision. He spoke. He broke bread. He was alive and he walked, talked and ate with us.
Others said the same, in different words, in different places.
We were hiding. Doors locked.
Afraid?
Yes.
And then?
All of a sudden, as we were talking in hushed whispers, he stood among us.
Without opening the door? Yes.
He showed us his hands. And then his side, where the lance had pierced him. And he said, Peace be unto you. We embraced him.
Different witnesses, different stories, different moments.
He said my name.
We walked with him.
He broke the bread.
He stood among us.
And yet the same truth. I believed it before when I confronted Caiaphas and then Pilate, but now I am even more certain than ever. He is alive. I had seen him die. I had driven the spear. I knew what death looked like. And yet, Rome had executed him, but Rome had not ended him. I returned to Pilate 3 more times over the following week. Each visit was shorter than the last. He would not see me. His aides turned me away at the door. And then, on the 4th visit, I was not turned away. I was summoned. I tried to explain that I had been investigating, that I had spoken to dozens of witnesses, my soldiers, disciples who had walked with him, villagers in Emmaus, Bethany and Cana, men and women who had seen him alive, spoken with him, touched him. But the governor did not want to hear what I had to say. He raised his hand to silence me, and his eyes were cold as he stared me down.
By order of the Roman governor of Judea, Centurion Longinus is hereby relieved of his command, effective immediately, for conduct unbecoming an officer and persistent insubordination in a matter of provincial security. You will surrender your standard, your seal, and your authority over the garrison. For what it's worth, I believe your men saw something they cannot explain. But I cannot afford to believe you. Not publicly. Not in this province. Not in this empire.
I understand, Governor. You have your chains, and I have my freedom. I would not trade.
Centurion. I'm sorry. Truly.
Don't call me Centurion. I'm not one anymore.
You'll always be one to me, to every man who served under you.
Don't be sorry, Marcus. I spoke the truth. I saw what I saw, and I said what I said. And if they strip every title and every honour I've ever earned, they cannot strip that. Whatever comes of it, I can live with. For the first time in my life, I think I can truly live.
He told us what was going to happen, tried to comfort us and encourage us, tried to prepare us. But we did not understand his words until after the resurrection.
Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, because I am going there to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on you do know him and have seen him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live.
Caiaphas, contrary to what you may believe, I have work to do that does not involve you.
Forgive me, Governor. I just wanted to find out about the centurion.
He has been relieved of his command. Cassius, one of the men you bribed, will take over.
Do you think he will be a problem?
Longinus? I doubt it. He is not a rabble-rouser. I'd be surprised if he remains in this province.
And these disciples? The ones who keep claiming Jesus is alive?
They are your concern now. Aide, please show the high priest out.
To be continued.